Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. Today we're going to be jumping into job changers. Because job changers are one of the most effective signals that you can use to actually generate quick pipeline. So as an example, I worked at a company that sourced 30% of their annual revenue through job changers. And when we talk about job changers, it is exactly what it sounds like. It is someone that moves from a current customer to a new company that is not currently a customer of yours. So if you're thinking through how do I specifically use this signal, obviously there are some great tools like User Gems or Champion or Champify, and there's others that I'm forgetting offhand that I will walk through actually in the next episode. What I want to do is I want to walk you through the exact scrappy way to do it, because at the end of the day, job changers are one of, if not the most effective ways for generating, again, super, super quick pipeline. And it makes sense. This person has bought you previously. What I have found is that many executive leaders work at similar type companies most of their career. So if you have a specific ICP or ideal client profile that you're going after, and a CMO bought you at one company and they move to another company that's pretty similar in its nature, they're probably going to need your help there too. So when you can follow these kinds of people from one company to the next, again, they've already bought you, they already likely are experiencing the same problems, and then by following them to their next organization, you already have a clear person involved in the buying decision that knows that you deliver and can showcase how you made impact at their past company. So with that, let's go ahead and dig into how to find the data, because the most difficult challenge in this context would be simply data. There's two cool ways that you can find the data in this context. One, using your existing CRM. When somebody leaves a job or loses their job, what generally happens is their email gets shut off. So if you send out a weekly marketing newsletter that includes most of your customers on it, and you send them an email and you start to get email bounces, a lot of marketers will just look at the email bounces and say, oh, those emails bounce for any number of reasons. We'll just clean up our list and move on with our life so that we can have improved deliverability. But if you actually looked at those that bounced and you try to identify why did these emails bounce, you'll often find that they're bouncing because people have changed jobs and those people no longer work there. And that's a huge opportunity because of two core reasons. One, again, they may have changed to a different job, and as a result of that changed job, you can then follow them to their next company. So that's your data source and that's your trigger. Two, if you end up losing a main point of contact to one of your companies, that's a huge churn risk. So you can actually end up losing the account where they were. And by knowing that they moved jobs proactively, because sometimes they may change jobs, and if you have CSMs that have 100 accounts that they're talking to, they may not actually email that person every single week. Or I have some tech companies and their CSMs, and I mean this sincerely, never email me. Like, they don't need to. It's a pretty self-service tool. So by the fact that they never email me, like, I'm a high churn risk if I move companies. So again, in that context, by looking at the bounced emails, you end up identifying these people move jobs and these people no longer work at that company. That was our main point of contact. That was our main advocate and our decision maker and our evangelist internally. That account is now at risk. So how do we as a CS team now step in to save that account? So it's a huge opportunity to both save existing accounts and then close new accounts. So as you look at then those bounced emails and you identify these people have changed jobs, you have now two great options. If they've already landed somewhere, amazing. Start a program that gets in front of them and congratulates them on their new job and actually helps them. This is where I really love, depending on the kind of organization that you're in, some form of a first 90-day type asset. Something we're in the process of developing over here at Scrappy ABM is you're new to a job and you've been tasked with building an ABM program. What do you do in the first 90 days to build an ABM program successfully? In creating that kind of an asset, because when somebody changes jobs or they're starting in a new job, we can then send them that asset and say, hey, congrats on the new role. I know that a lot of people are getting this mandate that when they start a new job, they immediately need to go build an ABM program. And it's super hard. So here are some things that we found that really make it easier to build an ABM program in your first 90 days and to at least get set up on the right track. So again, that asset ties back into our business, but it's not a sales pitch. It's just genuinely helpful because again, we build lots of ABM programs. We can help people build ABM programs really easily. And we know the areas in which people generally fail because we help solve for those things. So by creating an asset that directly addresses all the reasons that the ABM program could fail, we then actually help that person in their first 90 days. And then when it comes time where they hit a roadblock that they cannot overcome, we've already built trust because we've added value without asking for anything in return. So again, the distribution channel could be LinkedIn. It could be email. It could be an ad program. I mean, there's a variety of ways that you can distribute, but I love LinkedIn and the Scrappy approach because again, publicly accessible, it doesn't feel like they were targeted. Or again, I don't know about you, but when a lot of people change jobs, they just suddenly get spammed by SDRs. So to come in as a beacon in the night that is, hey, here's this helpful thing that should hopefully help you do your job a little bit better. Hope it's beneficial and ungate the asset. Like don't send them to a gated white paper. Send them to an actual helpful, tangible asset. And then leave them alone for like 30 days. I know that's crazy, but if you send them something and then you leave them alone for 30 days and you can at least see that they've engaged with it, like hopefully you've got some form of tracking on it where you can see that they've engaged. Amazing. That's it. Like you just send them the asset. Then additionally, I should have clarified this. You don't send a follow-up around the asset or how they're doing in the first 30 days. You also, about a week after, maybe send them a little gift as a happy. That's like, hey, I'm sure you are super heads down. Here's a cup of coffee on us. Here's a free lunch through DoorDash. Or if there's something that you can do that actually ties into their brand, if you can get a little bit personal, those are fun things. So gifting is a huge opportunity here that again, you can do in a pretty scrappy manner. You can literally just email somebody a DoorDash gift card. You don't have to have a tech stack to send that. You can just go to DoorDash and send a gift card. Super easy. So all that to say, that would be the starting point of how do you actually, again, find the data. So look at people that are bounced emails, go check out their LinkedIn. If they've landed a new job, amazing. Send them an asset that helps them in the first 90 days of their new job. Send them a little happy. And then 30 days later, ask how things are going. And I love next step content. So again, if you've already got an asset that helps them in their first 90 days, give them additional content that gets a little bit more granular. So again, in the context of an ABM program, like it could be, here's a 90-day checklist of all things you got to do to get this ABM program off the ground. The next stage would be on how to build the alignment with sales so that your program succeeds, because that's the number one point of failure. Next would be how to allocate your time to building an ABM program right, because the next reason everything fails is lack of dedicated resources. And the last one could be how to measure an effective ABM program without an ABM platform. Again, those are all different content assets that we could develop or podcast episodes that we should probably actually do. And then I'm thinking through it, that would actually be super beneficial for somebody that's starting in a new role. So again, at the core, that's what we're trying to accomplish, is actually helping them and benefiting them in their new role. So again, distribution in this context, largely LinkedIn, could be email. Your destination is anything in the first 90 days that's going to be massively beneficial to helping them do their job better. And then after the first 90 days, you can just say something to the extent of, hey, I know that a lot of people were, again, given this mandate to build XYZ thing. You can also just look at, like, some people will just tell, like, on LinkedIn, this is what my job responsibilities are. This is what I was hired to do. I've seen a lot of people that say, like, I'm so excited because I've been hired to build an ABM program from the ground up. Great. I now have intel on why you were hired. So, again, by staying in contact and being helpful, especially because these people are past customers, they'll likely tell you, yeah, I definitely want to bring you in. It's probably gonna be about 6 months in. Awesome. Ask what is the internal team struggling with? Like, what do they need to know? And now you use this person that's already bought you previously as a champion internally to then actually help you multi-thread the deal before the deal's ever started. So again, help them do their job because they've bought you previously. If you help them do their job right now to get set up to a point where they would be able to buy you, you've done it. So the direction component is just, again, hopefully you've got these different content assets that are set up in such a way that they're trackable based on the engagement that people are seeing. You could use something like an RB2B if you're doing website. And again, you can also just, like, depending on the tools that you're using, if you do outbound through some kind of a tool that has LinkedIn, you can actually see open rates and click-through rates sometimes. So again, there's different tracking components here. But at the end of the day, the tracking might just be in a very scrappy method that they responded. And, you know, direction that they're heading in the right direction. So that's the scrappy approach as far as it relates to if they've landed in a job. The next approach is, I'll make this super simple because the follow-up is the exact same once they landed in a job. But let's say they haven't landed a job. They got laid off. They got hit by a riff. This is a great opportunity to build massive affinity. And you help them land a job. You place people that know and like and trust you in your target accounts. A great place to look for this is look at your in-pipeline opportunities and literally place talent in the companies that you want to work with. And by doing that, again, I referenced this in a past episode, which is what I did through the Marketing Ladder, which is a former podcast that I ran. But you build massive brand affinity with the decision maker, and you then help that person land a job. So they like you too. And through the trust that's built and the brand affinity, you end up creating, again, internal advocates and champions for you and your brand so that when the time comes and they need support, hey, congrats on your new job. Here's an asset that will help you get ramped up in the first 90 days. But again, they like you. You help them land a job. You help somebody hire. So again, the process is the same from there. But if you end up seeing that people have bounced emails and they haven't landed a new job yet, it's not public on LinkedIn, just also, again, send them a quick message. Say, I'm so sorry. Like, your email just bounced. I just wanted to check in, especially if the CSM. I just wanted to check in. Like, are you still at XYZ company? If they say no, say, I'm so sorry. Can you share with me what you're looking for? We have tons of other clients. We have tons of people that we work with that we might be able to help you land a new job. So again, that's it. So if you're thinking through how do I use champion tracking or job changers to then increase the number of customers that you're working with, look at those that have bounced emails and scan over those. And then from there, look at LinkedIn. Did they land a new job? If yes, amazing. Send them an asset that helps them in their first 90 days. Send them a little happy gift, nothing super expensive. And then from there, follow up 30 days later with next step content that helps them in whatever their job priorities are that relates back to your company. That's the first component. Next component, if they haven't landed a job, help them land a job and then follow the exact same process. So hopefully this is helpful. Again, if you have any thoughts and questions, feel free to let me know on LinkedIn. Otherwise, we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.